Well, that's a brilliantly acrobatic save. Xhaka's corner, Giroud!
Wow, they're starting with an attacking play on the second half. Just as the ball kicks off, DJ Sticks running with the ball. DJ Sticks passes DJ Stones. Wow, DJ Stones run past Lionel Messi. Runs past Cristiano Ronaldo. Passes to Fernandinho. Fernandinho passes back to DJ Stones. DJ Stones takes a shot and he misses. But DJ Sticks is there for the rebound and he hits it in. And wow! That right there, ladies and gentlemen, is classic play. And this is the VAR show.
What's up, everybody?
What is happening?
What I'm imagining in my head as I say this, you know, yeah, you know that song, here comes the money, yeah. What's up, every money dreams, yeah.
Money.
I hope you're all cool.
Yeah.
Listening to the V
A
R
show.
Yeah, yeah, you're listening to the VAR show.
With a very weird intro.
With a very weird intro, you know. I think if they have to remember the shows we're in, they're going to remember it by the intro. Because any show we're in, just have a weird intro.
Yeah.
Like, it's our goal.
That's what makes us click.
Like, stick.
Like, brick.
It almost makes me want to flip.
What we just did there was sick.
Okay, let's start the show.
Let's start the show.
You're listening to the one and only, the name you can trust, the name that will not rust, Mr. Big Daddy himself.
Big Daddy. Let's go.
DJ, Your Highness, Stones.
Mm.
Dr. Stones.
Mm.
And with me over here
is none other than your boy, Big Boy.
Big boy sticks. Big boy sticks.
What's happening?
Whoop.
Yeah.
I mean, and you are listening to the V
A
R
show.
And before we jump in, listen to these tunes.
Shake it. I'll give you a reason to laugh. Let me give you a reason to laugh. Because this week I'm doing the deep joke segment. Yay! Okay, this is my deep joke. Are you ready?
Okay, sense of humor, turn on.
Okay, I'll never forget my granddad's last words to me just before he died. They were, "Are you still holding the ladder?"
No.
This laughed up a lot. You tried to hold it in.
We have a very exciting show now, don't we, Mr. Stones?
We have a very, very exciting, very, very, very exciting.
Almost as exciting as that jam. That jam was lit.
Yeah.
But you know what else is lit? The fire we're about to drop.
Yeah, we're about to spit. Do you know what else is lit?
What?
Bayern Munich.
Oh.
And that's the topic. You know, you probably clicked on it.
How?
That's the topic.
How did you do that?
I don't know. You know, it's just talent.
Oh, man.
At this point, it's just talent.
It just happens, you know.
So now, before we jump into the topic, something very, very important people need to understand is called the 50 plus one rule.
Okay, okay.
So this is a German rule that basically states that 51% of voting majority when it comes to any decisions and all decisions, right, belong to the fans.
Okay.
Meaning that any owner of a club only owns basically 49%
of the club.
Of the club.
Hmm.
Right? And this is very good because, you know, it ensures that the owners of the club are kept in check.
Yeah.
You know, they make sure that they're kept in check. And now, obviously, there's some people who are against that saying, like, you know, the whole, Red Bull clique, basically, they're all against the thing that, you know, it's stopping the development of football, you know, basically, they're not at the same level as the other team. They can't compete with the other teams that are out there in the world. Yeah, things like that. And, you know, you have other people also come out and say the same thing.
Of course, you're going to have hate.
But then you get Bayern Munich.
Mm-hmm.
Bayern Munich has 23, at the time of this article, has 23, probably about like 24, 25 now, titles, German titles under their belt, having about a couple of, I think, one or two UEFA Champions Leagues in the last 10 years, very successful side. And over and above that, they are a profitable side, which is something for a club their size. It's something very, very big to hear.
That is rare.
You know, you hear about Barcelona in debt.
Yeah.
Real Madrid in debt.
Huge
Manchester
club.
United in debt.
Huge club.
Man City, I think they're in debt. I'm not sure.
No, we are not.
They probably are in debt.
Yes, we probably are.
And then you have Bayern Munich, you know, who are having not only high turnovers, but they're not in debt. And you know, they, in the end of the 2019-2020 season, they had a turnover of, around 689 million.
What?
689 million, euros.
That's other clubs' worth.
Yes.
I think Arsenal is like 600. I think Arsenal is close to that.
So that's how much they turned over in profits. And paying tax of about between 17 to 9 million.
Yeah, that's nothing.
Which is very, very good, you know. And the key comes down to, you know, why are they like this? And this, the 2019-20 season was obviously an interesting season because it was the season we were struck by COVID. Reason why a lot of teams, and we're also going to just get into something more into that just a bit later into the show, right? And the reason why this is so big is because, you know, the way a lot of teams make a huge chunk of their money is by ticket sales.
Yeah.
You know, ticket sales are very, very huge. You know, ticket
sales. I've seen the stadiums, man.
Like, if you fall, like, I remember my uncle and I did a calculation. And if you fall the Camp Nou, that's over 100 more.
What?
You're making.
That is one game.
One game. If you fall it. So now, classical.
Yeah.
Could actually make you over 100 more.
Damn.
Because they're about what? Like a 20,000-30,000 seater.
Oh, that's way more.
Way more.
I think it's way more.
Let me do a quick check. Cam.
Yeah, we have to make sure that we have
to make sure
our stats are correct.
Our stats are hundreds.
You know, especially because it's Barcelona. You know?
They have a capacity of 99,000, right?
Ooh.
So I forgot that I'm going to average their ticket sales. Again, you know, we don't even need to average the power of the internet.
Yeah.
The actual power of the
Google,
internet.
Google, do it for us.
Do it for us, man.
Yeah.
How much does it cost? So we'll take, what's the cheapest here? 79, right? The general. So now let's say if everything costs 79, and we're not even looking at the highest amount, which is 104, right?
Euros.
So it's a 99,000 seater.
Yeah.
So if we say 99,000, right?
Mm.
Times
76.
Times, we're doing maths on the show. Hell yeah. 76. As it doesn't do the calculations for us. Thank you.
Google, you are useful.
Thank you, Google.
So useful.
So useful.
Yeah.
This is why you do not take Google into your shows. I'm joking.
We still appreciate Google, though.
So, 9,000, right? So, 99. My maths is so bad. 99,000.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Times 76. That's a total of 7 million.
No, 700.
It is
7 million. Yeah. Sorry. I'm sorry.
It's offside. 7,524,000.
That's the cheapest.
That's
price.
The cheapest. If everything
that's like
was
a normal
cheapest.
Game, like Barca versus.
No. So that's the one, just one part of the stadium. If ever the whole stadium had just that one part, the same ticket price. Because remember, there's some that are 104.
Yeah.
So if all of them were the top amount of tickets, which was the 104, right? So we'll be timesing it by 104, which means that they could be making about 10 million.
That's 10 mil.
About 10
million. 10 million euros. That's a lot of money. One game. Damn, that's a lot of money.
So now, obviously, with COVID, going back to the point, now Matt has taken over the show. This is the Matt show, guys. And now, you know, with COVID coming in, you know, the biggest problem going into the season was that there was no fans.
Yeah.
There was no fans. So clubs ended up in more debt.
Imagine
than before. You know, but Bayern Munich didn't. With that coming in, Bayern Munich didn't. And they are basically the president, who's like the president of the president, the executive of the board. You know, his name is Karl. Guys, I'm not good at names. Karl Heinz Rummenigge, right?
Yeah,
I'm gonna call him Karl. So
yeah,
Karl.
Yeah.
He basically, I don't know. I don't remember if it was either him or his predecessor. Changed the entire way Bayern Munich basically worked, you know? Taking it away from your traditional soccer approach where you really need the fans sitting there to make money, to actually making it a household brand. Having some of the weirdest products, you know? Bayern Munich actually has some very weird products that they sell.
Hectic stuff.
They even have toasters.
What? Bayern Munich toasters.
Bayern Munich toasters. So they made Bayern Munich an actual brand. You know, clothing, they have their
obviously
clothing
have
brand.
Their yeah.
They have their shirts, they have their beanies, they have their jackets, they have, you know, those fanny packs.
Yeah.
They have different types of what you call it, Bayern Munich.
They have a lot.
Clothing.
Oh my word, they have a lot.
Over and above that, they also have Bayern Munich, like appliances and Bayern Munich heaters and just different things that you would need in your house that you can put as Bayern Munich. And obviously now your fans have owning 51% of your thing. They will want to support.
Yeah.
You know, they will want to build these things. And now Bayern Munich has gotten to a point whereby their merchandise is crazy.
Yep.
And they're making a lot of money from merchandise.
Sure. That is insane though. That's a nice strategy. When the fans are happy, life is happy.
Life is happy. Indeed.
Life is happy.
And you know, the other crazy thing is now out of the 49%, right? About, I think, is it 10-20% of the shares is given out to outsiders. So that being, and the outsiders are being your Adidas, which is a German company.
For real?
Yep.
I did not know that.
And there's another German company as well whose shareholders inside Bayern Munich. But because of all of that, they were able to be in a position whereby even when, you know, the whole COVID came in and harmed how a lot of clubs were making money, Bayern Munich was able to stay afloat. And this is the model that people need to actually start implementing. Looking at what happened in United, looking at what's happening with Real Madrid, Barcelona, which is very weird because their fans get to vote the president in. But this is why the 50+1 rule becomes very important.
Yeah.
Because, you know, if the 50+1 rule was in United, they were not going to be able to even think about joining the Super League without the fans agreement. You know, a lot of money prior to the Glazers coming in, United was a debt-free club. Now we're billions in debt, sure. You know. And where is the fruits of those labors?
Yeah.
You know, Bayern Munich, not only are they being profitable, but you're seeing results on the pitch.
Yeah.
And not only in a German, because you can say, no, they're good in Germany, but you're seeing UEFA. They won UEFA last season just ended. So the season before last. So they're having this presence, you know? And now what they're trying to push with Oliver Kahn coming in to take over that position as of executive, he's now wanting to make it a global thing now. He wants Bayern Munich to be a global product. He's trying to now, and they're wanting to now focus more on the academy than the transfer market. Because their strategy now is to not spend billions on the transfer market, but now build up players. And one of the things they're wanting to do is build up academies around the world. So you could have a Bayern Munich Academy in India, a Bayern Munich Academy in South Africa, a Bayern Munich Academy in Ghana.
That is a brilliant idea.
And then they want to pump more money into that. That way they are now, less money is basically leaving the club.
Yeah.
Now obviously they're going to buy your players. Obviously if there's a very good player like your Leroy Sané's, you're going to buy. But the problem is you're also now looking at the prices of some of these players and the clubs are ridiculous. You know, it's look ridiculous. At how much they got Haaland for. They're basically peanuts for a player of his caliber. And now they're wanting to sell him for 130 million.
What?
You know? And I think I'd prefer now, like, saying, okay, cool. No, you can keep your 130 mil. We're going to invest in someone like Greenwood.
Yeah.
Who can compete. You know, I look at that Bayern Munich striker, Jermaine Mussolini, something like that. I hope I pronounced his name right, me and names. But basically, he's a young striker and he made it, he's in the Euros. He's showing potential of a lifetime.
I mean, yeah, if you can make it into the German Euro squad, there must be something.
There must be, you know, and Germany, they have some good, what you call it.
Brilliant, man.
They have some good players there, you know. They are striking forces, not peanuts.
Not. Far from peanuts.
You know, and I think basically with all of this, what we're just trying to push here, what we're trying to show people here is that it's very important that you get involved with your football club, you know. I don't condone what United supporters did.
Yeah.
I don't condone the fact that they went in and they basically marched into like the field, causing a problem.
Yeah, they stopped the game.
Stopping the game and stuff. But you need to get in. You need to get involved into with what is happening.
Yeah, that's a good point. That is a good point.
It's I feel like people need to start pushing. People need to start pushing the 50+1 rule.
Yeah.
You know, now you look at basically what happened, and this was a very, very, interesting story. And this is this is one of the things I actually wanted to bring up. And what happened was with the COVID, you know, a lot of the lower teams also got affected. You know, a lot of the lower teams got affected very, very bad by them, you know, with the whole COVID and not a lot. They're basically not being able to have fans, and that's where they get majority of their money from, fans.
Yeah.
You know, they don't have the big sponsors and stuff. And now we're looking down at the Nations League, the National League in England. You know, this is basically the 1, 2, 3, 4, the fifth
The fifth division,
right? And
so five leagues down. Okay.
And basically, we have a story of a team called Dover Athletic, who basically finished the season off with 0 points.
Hmm.
Reason why, right? Now, Dover Athletic has a history of, like, you know, coming in and out of the football pyramids, being a semi-pro team, professional team and whatnot. But luckily, they're not going to get relegated because the other two leagues decided to close until they can allow fans back into the stadium, which is the two leagues below National League.
Okay.
Right? But now the problem here was that a lot of the teams above them are now in debt. Because what happened was when the stadiums and stuff were closed earlier, they were promised government grants, basically.
Yeah.
Which was going to help them to stay afloat. And one thing led to the next, the government grants turned into government loans.
Oh, no.
Which meant that you're going to have to pay back the bank. Now, the issue here is now there are small teams. The fans mean everything. And the amount of money they're probably going to need. Because unlike teams that are lower than them, it's not semi-professional. They have to have a lot of their players on a professional contract.
Paying them.
And, you know, towards the end of the season, Dover Athletic only had about 4 players on a permanent contract and that the rest on part-time.
That is insane.
And they refused to take the loan. They're like, for a while we've been able to keep this club afloat. Now you're telling us to get a loan that will potentially put us bankrupt. But see, this is the problem with the football world right now.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of clubs are forcefully in debt. A lot of clubs now, obviously with COVID, a lot of them are forcefully in debt. But you're looking at Germany, you know, the 50+1 rule and proper marketing has given them the ability to not only just be a good German side, but a household name where you can go speak to anyone. And some people who don't even know football, you say, name me a football club. Man United, Man City, Bayern Munich, Real Madrid, Barcelona. You know, it's household names. You know, you ask somebody about Aston Villa, which is one of the richest clubs in England. You know, a lot of people actually don't know them.
Yeah. I know 1,000 people.
Yep.
Over 1,000 who don't know.
And I guess that's what it is at the end of the day, you know. I know if I had the opportunity, I would definitely open a club and implement a 50+1 rule.
Yeah.
Because when I'm gone, I don't want a club that's greedy for money. I want a football club that not only entertains the people, but it belongs to the community, you know?
Mm.
That's what a football club is supposed to be.
It's for the fans, with the fans, by the fans.
Yes, and you know, with the Super League, it actually showed the amount of power fans still have.
Yeah.
Because at the end of the day, you can do what you want, but I'm not going to buy your merchandise.
I'm not going to watch your games.
Mm. I'm not going to pay your tickets. And you know, that puts the owners in a very bad position because they're in debt. You know, and it's bad because it's hurting a lot of the big teams. You look at Barcelona. Their first 3 signings of this window were free transfers.
All of them so far.
You know, all of them were free.
Yeah.
Why? Because they do not have the money to make big signings this summer.
Mm.
Real Madrid is going to have to let loose of a lot of big names because they don't have the money. But Bayern Munich, on the other hand, they're looking very healthy.
They want people coming in.
They want
to buy.
You know?
Bayern.
Being linked to people like Pedri.
Come on. Hudson or Odoi.
And they're not funded by oil money, so it's basically... I'm sorry. And on that note, we end the show.
Let's end it right there.
On that oil money tip.
We don't want to fight.
Before he tries to bribe me as well like he did UEFA. On that note, I'm joking. On that note, we are ending the show. I hope you guys enjoyed. We went for different routes, you know. We tried to give something more informative. We're going to be trying to do more of these throughout the show. What do you think?
Yeah, no. Very insightful.
You know, some tactical stuff some once in a while.
Yeah, man.
You know, some background stuff.
You need to stop being, you know.
You know?
We need to be outside the box. Yeah, outside the box, man.
We need to be outside the VAR box.
Yes.
We need to be taking free kicks, not penalties, you know. But from me, the one and only, the name you love, the household name, household item. Yeah. You can buy a cup of stone.
Come on. Oh, my word. Let's go.
From me to you.
Goodbye.
Follow us on Gab and Twitter at ActiveFM, Instagram at ActiveFM777, and Facebook at /ActiveFM.